On University of Rochester Week, can computers take over and put an end to animal testing? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, James McGrath, W.R. Kennan Jr. Professor of Biomedical Engineering, examines this question.
In 2022, the FDA Modernization Act 2.0 encouraged the use of alternatives to animal models for safety and efficacy testing in drug development. Then, the FDA Modernization Act 3.0 was introduced earlier this year with the goal of further reducing animal testing and increasing efficiency of drug trials. My current research is focused on developing tissue-on-chip or organ-on-a-chip technology, which is one of the promising alternatives to animal testing currently being studied. In simple terms, human cells are arranged in a microfluidic device referred to as a chip. The chip mimics healthy or diseased human tissue and provides an accurate representation of how a specific drug or toxin interacts with that tissue. Despite their impact and potential, there are important limitations to modern tissue-on-chip technologies. Most data can only be acquired by terminating the experiment, killing the cells, and processing the chip. Thanks to talented, multidisciplinary collaborators, we are working on live cell imaging techniques and integrated sensors to provide real-time measurements from inside the chip. Some data from animals will be harder to replicate on chip in the near future. One of these is biodistribution, or the knowledge of where a drug ends up in the body. This means that despite advances in tissue-on-chip technologies, animal models will continue to be an important part of the drug development process for years, if not decades. I expect tissue-on-chip technologies will achieve two worthy goals: reduce the use of animal testing and increase the efficiency and accuracy of preclinical data. The chips have the additional advantage of providing high-throughput formats that are inaccessible to animal models. This means that not only can tissue chips provide reliable indications that pharmaceutical companies need to help their patients, they will also allow those pharmaceutical companies to test many more candidates before applying to the FDA for drug approval.
That was James McGrath of the University of Rochester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.